Welcome back here to this final segment of Sounds of the Game featuring Scott City. The Beavers fall in overtime on Friday night to the Colby Eagles 28-20 in a double overtime affair, and what a wonderful game it was. We had an opportunity to talk with assistant coach Landon Frank post-game, and here are his comments and thoughts about Friday night's football game.
I know this is a heartbreaker of a loss, and you got some hurt kids, but man, they left it out on the field tonight, and they rallied when really their backs were pinned up against the wall.
Actually, we played very, very well, Adam.
As you look back here, I mean, you guys were up early 6-0. Colby comes back and scores, and, you know, 14-6, you're going into the fourth quarter. You're down, and you're at your own 44-yard line, 6 minutes to go, and you're down eight. And Parker Gooden, you put in that new series this week and a nice touchdown run down the left sideline, and he got they got the two-point conversion with a strike there, but force overtime. And, you know, the resiliency for this team definitely showed here tonight with a lot of gut checks.
No, we played great. There's nothing wrong that we did. Yeah, it was just a tough football game.
Well, and, you know, that first overtime, you guys get the ball first. It's always tough there because you always want to be on defense first. But Parker scored on that first play, and I thought he looked like he was in for that two-point conversion. Official said no. Colby scores on the first play, and they bunched the snap for the extra point. So double overtime. Stop short at the one-yard line after Colby scores and makes a two-point conversion. Just a tough play there, a yard short.
You know, and if you looked at our video, you would say that he was in. Maybe his knee touched the ground first, I don't know. But it was definitely a tough-fought game.
And, you know, a step, I thought you guys did a really good job. I mean, he didn't – I don't think he hit 100 yards tonight, but he had to get 22 carries to get close to 100, and that says a lot about what you guys were able to do to shut him down tonight.
Yeah, Stapp's he's a great athlete, very shifty and extremely fast. You know he's going to break a few, but we did hold him fairly well for the game.
Well, it's a tough loss, back-to-back losses for you guys here, but it's you guys still have a lot of football left, and you have to get back next Friday night, and you're going to have a Concordia team, that's had a big win tonight over Beloit by 10, I believe it was. How do you do to kind of get the team back to refocus here for next week?
You know, I think with the game that we played here, I think we've got our confidence back from the Beloit deal. You know, we're going to correct a few things, but there's not a whole lot to correct. We played hard. We played well. Mm-hmm. You know, Parker played well at quarterback. I think we're going to go into the Concordia game with a little confidence, but maybe a little humility from our mm-hmm. two losses, and I think we'll do well.
Well, this just shows Colby has just kind of been on the edge here three times here. 7-point win, a 1-point win, and an 8-point win here, and two of them here at home. And just shows how close this district is.
No, it's tough. I mean, all four teams right now kind of battling. Actually, Colby's got the first-place position at this point, but pretty close between the four of them.
Been back at home next week. That'll be kind of nice here. Assistant coach Landon Frank joining us here post-game. And Scott City loses a heartbreaker in double overtime, 28-20. Coach, thank you for the time here, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Once again, I'd like to thank their assistant coach, Landon Frank, for stopping by postgame after a tough loss there for Scott City in double overtime, 28-20. Taking a look at some of the final stats in the game, Colby would end up with 264 yards of offense, 214 on the ground. That'd be a season high of rushing that Colby would have, or Scott City would give up. They would have Colby be passing for 50 yards, so 264 yards of offense. The Eagles would have 15 first downs, but they were 10 of 17 on third downs and 2 of 4 on fourth downs. They had two turnovers in the ball game. On the flip side for Scott City, they would have 331 yards, 310 of those on the ground, 21 through the air. Parker Gooden was 2 of 5 with two interceptions for 21 yards. Harrison King passing 0 for 2. Hunter Yeager had a reception for 13. Kale Goodman in the fourth quarter with an 8-yard catch. Rushing-wise, Parker Gooden, out of that new formation that Scott City had, he had a big night. 18 carries, 152 yards, and two touchdowns, including that 56-yarder middle of the fourth quarter that pulled Scott City within two, and he had the touchdown on the first play of the fourth quarter. Hunter Yeager would have 7 carries for 74 yards. Brandon Winterland, 7 carries, 72 yards, and even a touchdown. That was the first points of the ball game either side. Scott City would have 13 first downs. They were just 2 of 7 on third and 1 of 2 on fourth downs, but they committed 5 turnovers. They're minus 7 in the turnover department this year. With the loss, Scott City drops to 5-2 on the year. They will not be able to win their 11th straight district championship. Colby wins a district title outright for the first time since 2015 when they were in Class 4A Division II that time. That was a year before Scott City and Colby were in the same district in Class 4A Division II. The Eagles 7-0 on the season. They've had a good year so far, second straight year of being up there, six wins through their first six games, and then now 7-0 after the win. They snap a losing streak of 15 straight. Their last win in the series was in 1999 in Scott City, 14-7. And you have to go all the way back to September of 1990 when the last time Colby would win on their home field against Scott City. That was a 21-0 win. That was Scott City's last loss for the next 32 games or over two or three seasons. They'd win the state championship in 1990 and then in 1991. One of those wins in the playoffs was against that Colby Eagle team in 1990. They'd come back and win 28-6. So maybe we can get the fortunes there of that season in 1990 where Scott City had dropped a couple of games early in the season. But the Beavers will have a tough, tough test at home against the Concordia Panthers on Friday night. Panthers, they were down 16-0 to Beloit after the first quarter, came back and scored 34 straight in the second through fourth quarters, ended up winning 34-24 over Beloit on Friday night at home as Concordia, right now sitting in second place in the district with a 3-1 record. They have 32 points. Scott City right now is sitting in 2-2 and 26 points, and Beloit has 25 points. They're 2-2 in district. The only team that is mathematically eliminated is Goodland after their loss to Russell. So right now, Scott City pretty much in a good spot either way. However, the Beloit-Russell game turns out Friday night clinched their 14th straight playoff appearance. Now, whether it's going to be a second seed, third seed, or four seed, that will be all determined. Scott City can still get the number two spot in the district, but they have to defeat Concordia by 21 points, and that is going to be very tough. Concordia now 4-3 on the year. Scott City at 5-2. Beloit at 4-3 as well. So that's kind of where things are. Thanks again. We'll be at Darner Field this Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame at 6:30. Scott City and Colby to wrap, or Scott City and Concordia, that is. Too many C's. Concordia, Scott City to wrap up the regular season already. Hard to believe we're to week 8. Thanks again for listening to Sounds of the Game here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy. We'll do it again next week.